I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Make sure to watch Martin and I, Blair O'Neill, on School of Golf. You can check us out on Golf Pass, and we're going to be helping your game. But now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone, touchdown! Alabama! Devontae Smith! Touchdown, Alabama! And the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain. Their fifth national championship in 9 years, their 17th overall.
45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran it back 109 yards. Holy cow. Oh, my God. Auburn wins. Auburn has won the Iron Bowl.
Oh, no. In your life have you seen anything like that?
It's time! And it is time. Good morning and welcome to an Easter edition of Southern Fairway Sports Radio as we're broadcasting live from our Strixon studios located right here in Daphne, Alabama. And, of course, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Boy, we have got a gang in here with us today. Sweet swinging Bobby Hall, director of golf. We call him our dog at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. Hanging out. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
Good. Did you say gaggle or gang?
Gang. It is a gaggle of a gang.
It's good to be here. Thank you. I'm a little under the weather with all this pollen. I had a tough afternoon, as you know, yesterday. This pollen is just kicking my rear end. But good to be here. Got some exciting news that I need to talk about for our folks up in Hattiesburg today.
Oh, so good, good,
if
good.
Give me a little time on that, I'd appreciate it. But good to be here, Coach Cleveland. Nice to see you. We have beautiful weather outside, and everybody get out and play a little golf, get outside, recreate, take a picnic, just get outside and enjoy this wonderful, wonderful weather, except for the pollen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coach Rick Cleveland hanging out with us for Southern Fairways today. Coach, let me say thank you and Mark for a great job y'all did last week on the show. I got to listen to a little bit of it and appreciate that. Appreciate you hanging in here with us today.
Well, we have fun doing that because we can just go any direction we want to go, and we can even talk a little bit about Auburn when we do that.
Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you something. All right, Bobby. And I want to thank all the folks that are listening. As we mentioned it in the Prep Sports Report, we had an opportunity Thursday night to go to Team Focus, the Team Focus Banquet over in Mobile, and the guys have done just a wonderful job. 25th anniversary for them. We had so many people come up and just say they listened to the show, and we want to thank you all so much for that. It means a lot to us. There's no doubt about it, and we certainly thank you. In the Prep Sports Report, Bobby, Coach has opened up a new segment called What Did We Learn This Week? Okay. This will be a little bit different than the Prep Sports Report one, all right? What we learned this week is that me, you, Terry, and Steve cannot take on Coach. 15 birdies does better than 3 birdies. Mm-hmm. All right. So
I think the math adds up on that.
And it didn't add up well, I can promise you. So good play on your part over there, Coach.
Well, but you listen. When you put Mark Vines on the gold tees, he pretty stinking good from the gold tees. And Matt Blevins, I've been playing with Matt a lot lately, and anywhere from 82 to 87, and he shoots 76 yesterday. And Matt Jackson threw in 2 or 3 birdies. It was just, and I ain't never seen that much red on the scorecard. When I do a scorecard, I keep ink, black, and then, of course, red for the red numbers. It was more red on there than I'd ever seen. As a matter of fact, I'm taking it to the trophy shop, Jim.
Oh, Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the guys in the golf shop always talk about Rick Cleveland's card, how neat it is, but at the end of the day, they feel like I had M&M in their hand because there's red and black and green on their fingers after reading that scorecard. Yeah, you have a unique way of keeping it. That's good. He keeps a neat card.
There's no doubt.
Which I would like to use as etiquette for other people out there. When you turn in a scorecard, write your score. Make it nice and neat. You know, that's like raking a bunker or fixing the ball mark.
Absolutely.
Keep a nice scorecard. Anyway.
There's your golf tip of the day right there, all right? There you go. Hey, look, a lot to get into. Well, we're going to try to get you caught up on some baseball scores. We've got the professional leaderboards, of course, the PGA there in Hilton Head, South Carolina for the RBC Heritage. The LPGA there in California, more specifically Los Angeles, for the JM Eagle LA Championship. And the parallel tournament to the RBC Heritage, because it is a signature event, is the Corrales Punta Cante Championship. So they're over there, and I don't think I hit that one right, the note right on that one. We'll come back and revisit that. But a lot of tournaments going on, one specifically that we do want to mention, the Jill Hall Tournament coming up at Quail Creek.
That's right. The Jill Hall Tournament will be the end of the month on Sunday, and it's gosh, I don't know how many years, close to 30, I think, and it's just a wonderful thing. Jill Hall was a school teacher over in Somerdale and lost her life in an unfortunate accident, and the Hall family has carried on a memorial tournament, and then her husband, Skin Hall, one of our favorites, passed away. So the Hall family, I'm not directly related to them, but I still feel like part of their family. They've been very gracious to come out there, and they support the school systems with their scholarship money. So it does go back to the kids and in the schools in Baldwin County. But it's on Sunday. We have a wonderful meal at the Elks Club. When we get finished, we all drive down there and have a big time down there. And we appreciate all the Elks does. They cook a fantastic barbecue lunch for us down there. And it's just a lot of fun, and it's good family fellowship. We had the Jackson Clark Legacy Tournament last week. That went real well. That's another fundraiser that goes to help support testicular cancer, and we appreciate the Clark family. Got another tournament this Thursday, April 4. We got the Kiwanis tournament this Thursday coming up here at Quail Creek Thursday afternoon. So we do a lot of fundraising. I always remind people that that's a bottom line that the city council and the mayor don't always see, is the charitable contributions that golf courses raise throughout counties and cities, and all the good causes and Protestant Pantry and all the good things that happen in Mobile. And when you go to those charity events, you're giving back to always a good cause. So just remember that when you pay that $100, $150 to go play, it's just not for the golf. It's going to a great cause most of the time. So
absolutely.
And support the Jill Hall Tournament. If you would, give us a call at 251-990-0240.
And this is the 34th annual.
I believe so.
34th annual. I just got a flyer. And it's going to be a two-man scramble this year.
Correct. We had a little change. Skin always liked to play individual because of all the scrambles that are out there. So kind of modified it to be a two-man scramble, which would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And still good camaraderie out there. So get you a good partner. Get you a bad partner. Come on. We don't care.
I'm already taken.
Get Coach Lasseter to play. He'll fit in just fine.
Oh, my goodness. That would be fun. That'd be fun for sure. Hey, let me just set the table for you real quick. Coming up in our next segment, had the opportunity to visit with a new sponsor of ours. It is Strokes Gained Hydration. Travis Key's going to be on. The conversation went really well. It's Bobby, as a matter of fact, had samples of it yesterday. Look, as it warms up, you got to keep your body hydrated. Rick, you know that with coaching, as long as you have. This is a very, very unique product made for golfers. And it's going to be at golf courses throughout the area. He's doing extremely well with it. As a matter of fact, one of the big golf courses that is now taking that on is Quail Hollow, where they'll be playing the PGA Championship in just a couple of weeks. So we're going to talk, or hear from Travis coming up in the next segment. Bottom of the hour visit with a very good friend of ours, one of our partners, the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, Ray Schuessler, is going to be on. We'll talk a little golf with him. We'll talk maybe a little football as well, and get his thoughts on where he thinks Alabama will be this year. We had the opportunity, as we mentioned, to go to the Team Focus banquet on Thursday night, and we got to hear Coach Kalen DeBoer and his thoughts. He did a good presentation. I thought he did good, and he talked a lot about Ryan Williams.
He sure did do that. Yeah, he's something special. I'm gonna tell you, talking about skilled athletes, and obviously must be pretty entertaining too, because the line to sign his autograph was twice the size of Coach DeBoer's.
Right, absolutely. That was pretty funny. That was pretty funny, no doubt. Yeah. We also want to introduce a new sponsor to the show. We're happy to have them on, All Weather Roofing, the number one roofing company in Mobile and Baldwin County. Ward Finley has said, hey, look, I want to be a part of what y'all are doing, so we are happy to have him on board with us, and you'll hear from them in just a little bit as well. So a lot going on. As a matter of fact, if you have a question or comment, you can give us a call at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. And if you're traveling, you can keep up with us by going to the FM Talk 106.5 website or download the free app. You can go to TuneIn Radio, X, YouTube, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast, you can do it right there. So there you go. Take us. That'd be kind of scary. Take us wherever you go. Rick?
That's a lot of places, I tell you that.
There ain't no doubt. There ain't no doubt. But, no, a lot of good stuff going on. And, Bobby, we've got about 30 seconds here. You got a quick golf tip for us?
Well, like you said, stay hydrated. As the weather's getting warmer, we're right around the corner from having 80-degree nights. I think you need to check your as we get into more golf – check what ball compression you need to play. As it warms up, you may need to go to a little bit higher compression and get up in more of those modified golf balls now that the cold weather's out of the way, so you can get that extra distance.
Ball fitting is very important, no doubt about it. We take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit of hydration with Travis Key of Strokes Gain Hydration right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio.
Hey, get her done. You know who this is? This is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right. Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Radio Show. And if you're not listening to him, you're a communist. These boys is good.
Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun.
And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. I'm going to tell you, that's a group that I miss right there. Alabama could do it, couldn't they? Rick, as an Auburn fan, was it okay for you to say, I like Alabama? Did you have to say the band?
You know, it's funny. What is it? Who's the lead
Randy
singer?
Owen.
Randy Owen.
Yep.
His son and Clay used to play a lot of travel ball together.
Is that
some
right?
Some way they got on the same team. And Randy Owens is – just as nice a guy as you'll ever want to meet. And you're talking about a guy that loves golf?
Yeah.
Boy, he loves it.
We had a junior tournament one year years ago. Stuart Sink played in it. That's how long ago it was. And we were up there running it at Turtle Point. And Randy and some of the guys in the band came out. They were just as nice as they could be. But that's a great area of the country in Alabama up there. But, yeah, they were very, very nice.
Man, and they – Muscle Shoals, I think they had as much to do with Muscle Shoals growing – into being a recording place. I mean, yeah, that's just good people up there.
So, yeah, Randy, play some more Alabama.
We'll get some more keyed up for you here in just a few moments, all right?
I don't have a problem ever saying Alabama. You know me. I pull for Alabama when they're playing everybody but Auburn.
There you go. You had a good point a while ago. We talked a little bit about hydration. A good friend of ours now, Travis Key, CEO of Strokes Gained Hydration, is coming on with us. Had an opportunity a little earlier in the week to talk with him. This is how the conversation went.
Hey, Travis, thank you so much, first off, for taking time to be with us and looking forward to this interview with you. Let's talk about Strokes Gained Hydration. Now, people need to pay attention to it because, as we know, when it gets warm outside, we don't always drink the amount of fluids that we need to drink. Tell us a little bit about it and how you got started with Strokes Gained Hydration.
Yeah, well, number one, Randy, thank you so much for having me on the show, man. It really is a privilege and an honor. You guys are doing a great job. And, yeah, so May of 2023, I was playing golf at my home club in Birmingham, and the two gentlemen that I play with primarily are in their mid-70s, and they only walk whenever they play, which is kind of annoying for me as a guy in my mid-30s who wants to ride in a cart, so I can't let them outdo me, you know. And was out on the course one day, and one of the guys that's with us, Dr. Tom Osborne, he makes sure that we drink water all day long, and he had been drinking water all day, and we get to the 18th tee box, and he fell to his hands and his knees and began going out of in and out of consciousness. And so luckily there was a maintenance crew nearby. We get him to the clubhouse. He was good. And, you know, like any golfer, I'm laying down in bed at night, thinking through good shots, bad shots, mostly bad shots. But I was thinking about Dr. Tom, and I just kind of asked the question in my head, why, you know, does some of these larger companies, electrolyte providers, why do they not, you know, offer specifically to golf courses? And so I sat on it for a few days, and I called up my best friend in Jupiter, Florida, and I told him that story. And he said, man, it's kind of crazy you say that. I had a friend at church, the same thing happened. He fell out on the golf course, and he's in South Florida, so very hot down there. And so he was actually the one who said, we should do something. And we realized from there, we might be onto something here. And luckily, Titleist Performance Institute, the PGA of America, and various other articles are out there about the effects of dehydration in the game of golf. And what we found was there's a lot of great electrolyte products out there, but they don't seem to be specifically tailored to golf. One of the difference makers with us is the amount of sodium that we have in our product. A lot of products that you get out there, they have up to 1,000 milligrams of sodium, which is great if you just crushed a CrossFit workout, not so much for four and a half hours of golf. Right. You know, that'll make you jittery and kind of hype you up. And so, yeah, we're rocking and rolling. Next month will be a year that we've been in business.
Well, and we're visiting with Travis Key with Strokes Gained Hydration. You know, Travis, one of the things, too, is I want to mention that you got some pretty well-known names floating around using the product, as well as a place that the guys will be very soon, Quail Hollow. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough. You know, January we went to the PGA show, and it was our first time, and, you know, you're going in just as wide-eyed as you can be. And we were fortunate enough to build some relationships. And we actually, right after that show, started experimenting with this tournament bundle that includes a shaker bottle, four stick packs of Strokes Gained, and a ball marker. And it just so happened one of the gentlemen that I made a relationship with at Quail Hollow at the PGA show, they were our first client. Wow. So we got them their custom shaker bottle. And in fact, as we're talking, they're being used right now at their member guest. So very, awesome. Very big deal, a high honor, and we made sure that we put a lot of good work into that partnership.
And that's awesome. And you got a couple of pros right now, some names that we know. Certainly one, Trey Mullinex, if you're an Alabama fan, you'll recognize that name.
Yeah, Trey's a really good friend of mine. We've been friends almost our entire life, and so I'm fortunate with that. Trey, actually, when I had the idea, he was instrumental in kind of helping me get going, you know, giving me advice on the industry. And, yeah, so Trey is a massive, massive help. Fatima Cano, actually a Birmingham resident, originally from Europe. She's one of our LPGA athletes, and Anna Belloc. Is one of our athletes as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And guys, let me just tell you real quick, we're visiting with Trey Key with Strokes Gained Hydration. And if you're not familiar with this, you need to get familiar with it, especially if you're a golfer. You know, really, it's made for golf, if you will. But quite frankly, if you're a tennis player, you're a pickleball player, you're outside, this is something you need, because the benefits of Strokes Gained Hydration is fantastic. And there's a lot of guys that enjoy playing golf, and sometimes they like to have a little bit too much to drink. And this can certainly tell us a little bit about that, how it can help them.
You know, Randy, I didn't realize how big of a market it was going to be for us, because, you know, you go in just thinking about adequate electrolytes. But as you and I know, there are several out there who like to enjoy an alcoholic beverage. And, you know, I'm not knocking that. Maybe try to knock off the nerves a little bit while they're on course. But, you know, alcohol can dehydrate you, you know, and there's studies out there that even a 2% reduction in your hydration levels, your electrolyte levels, you're a C+ at best mentally. And so, yeah, it's definitely, we didn't realize the amount of sales that we would get because so many people consume an alcoholic beverage on the course.
It's good stuff. There is no doubt. Now, look, you guys and gals, you'll be seeing this product floating around South Alabama, Central Alabama. It's all over the place right now, but you're going to really start seeing it heavy down here. But if you want something right away, tell them how they can get it right away, Travis.
Yeah, absolutely. Two ways for that. So one is strokesgain.com. Very simple. You can go there. You don't have to search very far to see the bundle deals that we have and the amount of discounts. We try to make it as cost effective as possible. And then on Amazon, you can go there as well. We're Strokesgain Hydration, and we'd appreciate a review.
I got to tell you, Travis, this is some good stuff, and we're looking forward to building our relationship even bigger and better. And guys and gals, seriously, yeah. you need to check this out. Go to strokesgained.com, or you can check it out at Amazon, coming to a golf course near you very, very soon. Thank you for taking time to be with us, and we're going to have you back on many, many more times, but thanks for taking time to be with us.
Randy, it's a privilege. I mean that.
Thank you, brother.
There you go, Travis Key with Strokes Gained Hydration. Do check it out. And Bobby, this is something golfers, Rick, I know you take like a gallon of water when you go out and play.
Yeah.
And this is very important.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that high schools can get into.
Absolutely.
Too. I'm telling you, there's a lot of competition among those. And I don't know, doesn't sound like a sport drink.
It's a powder that you put into your water.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, I think that's a great thing.
Absolutely. Man. Absolutely. So good stuff. Do check it out. Strokesgain.com. Coming to a golf course near you. All right. Good stuff. Hey, Bobby, we got a minute or two left here. What's going on over in Hattiesburg?
We have to congratulate the Southern Miss ladies golf team. They won the Sun Belt Championship over here at Lakewood in Point Clear, and we want to give a big shout out to Colton Cowan. He's a first year coach and came from Henderson State, also coached at Austin Peay, and he's from Southwest Oklahoma. So he played a little college golf and got into the coaching, and he's our first year coach. And we also want to give a shout out to Momka Endo from Tokyo, Japan. She was a low qualifier, and Momka will participate now in the NCAA championships as an individual. The team still has to go through a selection process with the NCAA to see if Southern Miss will make it into the NCAA as a team. But she will advance to be one of the first individuals, so she set some history there. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Taylor Tribble from Spain Park in Birmingham. She played number two and had some great rounds during those matches. So in the first round when they won, they beat Coastal Carolina 3-2. And, of course, they play match play each matches. And then they upset number one Georgia Southern 3.5 to 1.5 to win the championship. So that's the first time in history that Southern Miss has girls have won an NCAA title with the Sun Belt Conference. So congratulations.
So to the top, Golden Eagles.
To the top.
Now let me ask you this. Let's turn and talk about that not round ball, that football. What's Southern Miss going
to
do there?
Coach Hull will be in there, and we're looking forward to that. We'll see, you know, with this NIL and everything going on. A lot of those transfers came from Marshall, so we're really looking forward to it. Coach Huff, excuse me.
That'll be interesting.
But
we'll keep an eye on that for sure. Well,
Southern Miss to the top, somehow, one way or the other, we'll get there.
Well, you've hired a really good football coach.
Baseball's doing great.
We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we visit with the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, Ray Schuessler. He's up next. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen, along with the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. We call him Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, and also PSR's Coach Rick Cleland hanging out with us. And it is time to go to our guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours. He is the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, our good friend Ray Schuessler. Ray, how you doing, my man?
Great, guys. How are y'all this morning?
It is a beautiful Easter weekend, and we're doing great. We're doing great. Absolutely. Back at you for sure. Hey, a lot to get into. And, Rick, I know one of the things that we want to talk about. Ray, we want to talk some golf with you, Masters, and get your thought on that. But, Rick, I know you had a question or comment on Ray's dad.
Yeah, and I don't ever see Ray that I don't tell him how much I appreciate his dad. His dad was the executive director of the Senior Bowl when I was a head coach at Fairhope. And I don't know that I've ever met a guy who was more in tune with coaches. He just had he was so humble, and he wanted high school coaches to be involved, and just had an open door policy, and everything that coaches who oftentimes felt left out, Mr. Schuster, he always wanted us to be involved, and he found ways for us to be involved. And I'll never forget a phone call I got from him one day, just inviting me to an occasion that they were having. Now, you know, he makes you feel like a $100 bill when you got nothing but ones in your pocket.
Rick, you're awfully kind to bring him up. You know, we miss him. Been gone since 1980, but you know, I have very fond memories. You know, I'm older than, you know, I'm 65 now, and he died when he was 61, and but I have very fond memories of him taking me to Ladd Stadium. You know, part of his duties was managing the stadium back in the day, and then, you know, running the Senior Bowl. So we'd go all the high school games. Remember the Richard Todds, all the old guys. You know, Murphy had great teams back then.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. He'd park me up on a stool with some popcorn or peanuts and a drink, and I'd sit there and watch all those. And those guys back in, you know, when you're a little in elementary school, these guys are mountains of men. You know, in high school, you're looking up to them. I was very fortunate to grow up in that arena. You know, being around all that. Yeah, he loved people. You know, he was kind of quiet, but he just loved being around. He loved sports. End of the day, kind of like me, I just love sports. He loved sports. Anything to do with sports. I remember him taking me to the Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier fight. We went and watched at the auditorium. Wow. when they brought it, you know, they had it on the big screen in the old auditorium that's now no longer there. So anything that had anything to do with sports, we were all about that. We listened to all the radios, Alabama games, basketball, football. You know, radio, I still like radio as much as, you know, TV's great, but I listen to a game on radio anytime.
There ain't no doubt. Because they got to draw the picture for you. They have to draw the picture
you,
and you have to imagine in your mind what they're saying. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
Rick, you're
good
very
stuff.
Kind. Appreciate you, bud. You're the same way. You've been very kind to me.
Yeah.
Well, we're visiting with Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club Mobile. I want to talk some football with you in a second. But before we do, I've got to talk about the Masters. Congratulations to Rory McIlroy. He finally breaks the glass. He gets the career Grand Slam. Your thoughts?
It was something. It was a roller coaster ride, as everybody knows that got to watch it on Sunday. You know, like Chamblee said, it was a schizophrenic round of golf. You know, you're on top of the mountain, and all of a sudden it was just crazy the way the thing started. You know, he doubles the first hole and then doesn't par two, so he's one back. Then on hole number four, he's up by three, and you're going, what is going on here? And then, you know, you feel like he's got a comfortable lead. Then he pitches it in the lake, and, geesh, it was crazy, absolutely crazy. But it was fun. It was, I mean, I've talked to several, you know, being in this business, talked to several people, you know, we talk about it. They said they've never seen like it in their lives, and I don't know if I have either. So, anyway, it was good to get,
Ray.
You know, it was great to get him to complete that grand slam, too, get that off the
bat. Yeah, no doubt.
And hopefully he's going to go on and win a bunch more.
You know, Ray, hey, Bobby Hall here. You know, we talk about
Bobby.
Our nerves when we talk about our nerves when we're playing, and you can see it go up and down, and he held it real steady after the first round, and as he finished the round, I remember the commentator saying, "Oh, he's lost his nerve. He's getting shaky. I don't know what he's going to do tomorrow," but he held it all together. You know, talk a little bit about him, putting you on the spot a little bit, but some of the things you talk about to your students, high school students, you work with Joe Durant and others about how do you keep your calm, your nerves, and forget that last shot like Nicholas used to say and go on to the next one. What are some kind of key things you get folks to key in on the mental aspect so you don't lose it after double bogey or triple bogey? You can just push through it. There's some things and tips that you use to help with that.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Dr. Rotella, and he I was fortunate to spend a couple of days at his house back in the late 80s when I was trying to play. And he's a big fan of just, you know, the routine. You know, and if you can just stay and you know, Rory said in his post-round, and I saw an interview where Rotella did, they said they were trying to capture that feeling. There's a feeling you're trying to capture when you play golf, and just keep trying to capture that feeling. And that's what I try to, you know, you know, you coach everybody like I do, and you just try to tell them, listen, you're going to have adversity, and it's how you handle it, you know, that's going to make you a success story or not. And so you just say, listen, you know, I don't care how good you're playing, how many rounds have we played where everything went right? I don't think I've ever had one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're going to – excuse me. So you got to just kind of try. It's not easy. You know, Rory said it's the most nervous he's ever been, you know, playing a round of golf when he started on the first hole, which, sure, you know, he's got a chance to do something that only five other golfers have ever done. I mean, he's been carrying the burden for 10 years. But to go back to your question, it's just rehearsing. You know, when you practice, you know, what I try to get them to do out here is simulate a golf course. If they can't go play, spend the last part of your practice session hitting shots. Say, okay, I'm going to hit three shots, curve it in to the flag from right to left. If these are – obviously, these are more accomplished players – and simulate what's going to happen on a golf course. And if you don't do it, start over. That develops a little grit. You know?
I think
and
that's
just like they'll, yeah. You know, so when you practice like you play, you're probably going to have better rounds. But if you just bang balls and don't know how to manage yourself in the round of golf, but it's just all the same mantras of be patient, have some grit, and know that you're going to have some adversity, and just through experience we learn how to handle it. So
you know, I had a lady the other day that I gave some lessons to, and she said, you know, I hit it so good on the driving range, and I get the golf course, I just lose it. And I said, well, comes down to your practice routine. Take your routine that you practice at the range and take that to the golf course. So that's a good point you're making.
You know, and there's no – right, and, you know, when you're looking, I'm looking at our range here, it's just wide open. There's no penalty for hitting a bad shot. So it's not the same as when you go on the golf course. Now you got to hit it specific distances, and you got to keep it in a corridor, and that's not the driving range. So you got to figure out a way to simulate that in practice as best you can. And, you know, if you've got a very tight hole on the course you play, and then, you know, if you're able to, now these courses are all so busy, it's hard to do it. Go hit 14 tee balls on the tightest hole on your golf course and see how many you can keep in the fairway, or simulate that on the driving range. Pick a boundary on the right and the left, and say, "Okay, I'm going to hit 14 tee balls. Let's see how many I can keep between the trees or the fairway line." Stuff like that, you know.
Well,
that's always good to end up with your practice sessions.
Yeah, you know. We're visiting Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. And, Ray, you're right. Rick, we talk about it, Bobby, all the time. I was hitting them good on the range. And then you go out there on the tightest hole, the first driving hole at Quail Creek is 14 yards wide. And, you know, I mean, we're pushing off into number nine, or we're pulling it all out of bounds. But you're right. You got to have the routine down, carry that to the first tee. What makes you feel comfortable off that first tee? All right. Hey, Ray, we only got about 2 minutes left here real quick.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Well, like when you were coaching football, I mean, you had scrimmages and you simulate, you see kids do drills, but when they get into, you know, game type situations, they couldn't for whatever reason do it, you know, and that's sports. You just got to figure out a way to do it, you know. Okay, I'm sorry, Randy, go ahead.
That's why I don't hit on the range. I don't, because I don't have enough good shots. I feel like I'll waste some out there, but that's probably the backwards way to go about golf. But that's just
well. Let me just say, you mentioned a few moments ago that you not had the best round or the best round you've ever had or whatever. I can tell you, yesterday, Rick did. Okay, and it showed as we pulled our wallets out. Okay, about a minute left here, Ray. About a minute left here. We had the opportunity on Thursday to go to the Team Focus banquet, and Coach DeBoer was there. He was the guest speaker, keynote speaker. Thought he did a great job. All right, really did. Kind of got everybody kind of fired up. If you're an Alabama fan, what's your thoughts right now as you saw spring practice? Only about 15,000 people showed up for it, which was kind of a disappointment. Is that what we're going to start seeing, not just at Alabama, but other spring practices as well?
Well, from what little I could gather across the landscape of college football, this you know, for the spring, that's what it looks like. It's trending. You know, I don't know. Does anybody know how many true spring games there were? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's the question. They're not games. They're all practices.
Yeah, they're all practices.
So,
yeah. It's going in a different direction.
Yeah, that's just a shame. I mean, for the quarterback at Tennessee to, you know, to do what he did. I mean, it's just going backwards. Somebody's got to take this NCAA, get a backbone, and let's make some better decisions. It's just crazy. I mean, it can't always be about money. I mean, it just can't.
You know, well, here's the deal. It used to be NIL money. That's not NIL money now. There is a pay for play, and that's what Nico did at Tennessee. And you got to give that coaching staff, that administration there, a big applause in saying, you know what? Hey, we're not paying it.
Have a great one.
You know, and I think some more people are going to have to do, like you said, have a backbone and do that. Hey, Ray, always good to hang out with you. Goes by fast, buddy. Let's hook up real soon and let's go golf or. Please
always
take me out.
Always a pleasure. Y'all come on out. Holler.
Between you and Bobby.
I'd love to. Yeah. I'll take notes.
Well, between you and Bobby, give me some lessons. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. All right, Ray. Take care, my man.
Right. Thank y'all. Y'all have a great day.
All right.
See you, guys.
There you go. Ray Schuessler, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile.
One of the finest.
There ain't no doubt. All right. Hey, we will get back. Let's get caught up on some baseball. Coach, that's your lane right there, man. That's your lane.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that. We'll give you some scores from the golfing world as well. And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Boy, I tell you, any time you can throw a little Steely Dan in there, Rick, that's for you right there.
Watch out.
All right, a little Steely Dan. Oh, my goodness. All right, we are rolling through this hour. Look, real quick, let's go through some scores. Rick, do you follow Major League Baseball a lot now?
Not as much as I used to. I grew up, my dad was a huge St. Louis Cardinal fan, and I, like Mark, I grew up listening to Jack Buck and those guys call, you know, and then I became a Yankee fan, and my daddy just kind of
What made you go from the Cardinals to the Yankees?
I love Bobby Richardson.
Yeah.
Bobby Richardson, Tom Tresh, and Moose Scowron, those guys.
Now, you were back. That was way back in the day.
Yeah,
my favorite Yankee, are you ready for this? From Boca Raton, shortstop, Bucky Dent.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I pulled for the Yankees.
Yeah.
So – and we had a friend that played with the Yankees.
Well,
Josh Donaldson played for a little bit there.
Josh did, and then John Lieber was with the Yankees.
Yep.
And the guy's the baseball coach at McGill now, was in their organization. I saw him play in Buffalo, New York one summer, and he was starting shortstop for the Yankees AAA team at Columbus, and they played the AA All-Stars where John Cangelosi –
yeah.
Johnny played at Miami Springs High School.
Really?
And his high school coach was running the baseball camp that I was running the tennis camp up in Upper State New York. And I can't even think of the guy's name that's the head coach at McGill now. And I know it better than my own. He was the best shortstop I think I'd ever seen up until that time playing for the Yankees AAA team.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was.
We have a friend that played AAA with the Tigers from Prattville. Mr. Steve Haynes
was
a pretty doggone good shortstop,
he
too.
He sure was.
Yeah,
Polo,
we played together.
Used to talk about him all the time.
DJ Haynes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
what you got, Bobby?
Oh, talking about baseball, my first experience with baseball was my uncle took me to the Houston Astros game. I grew up in Waco, Texas, so we went, traveled down. It was one of the first games in the Astrodome. And first base, Boog Powell.
Pitching, Boog Powell.
Nolan Ryan. Second base, Joe Morgan.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was great. My first time I've been in the Astrodome, my uncle said, you know, they make it rain up there from the top of the ceiling on that turf so it'll grow grass. I didn't know anything about AstroTurf. But when that Astrodome opened, you know, it was the first covered stadium. So I'm not a big baseball fan, but the Houston Astros have a special place in my heart just being a kid. But yeah. And I saw the Astros make their very first triple play while I was there at that game. So that was something special. So
Tim Becker's the baseball coach. He was a shortstop for the Columbus for them. And, you know, those of us that were in Montgomery at Huntington during those days in the 70s, the Montgomery Rebels had Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, all of those guys that ended up playing for Sparky Anderson and winning the World Series. We could go to the state. We had passes. I don't know how we got them. There's no telling how we got them, but probably our friend James Anderson, who's now a judge in Montgomery, got them for us. But we'd go to the old Patterson Field. And
absolutely.
Man alive to see Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell and
ain't no doubt. And the Braves, by the way, they beat the Twins 6-4. And right now, Braves struggling a little bit this year, 6-13 on the record.
You know, if you really love baseball, and I mean I still love it, but if you go to Netflix, they got the Red Sox 2024 season. You can see all the ins and outs of that.
I watched that. It's good.
That's good stuff. We took our grandson, Turner, to see the Red Sox and the Yankees at Fenway. I wish everybody could go. I mean, I hope y'all all get to go to Fenway one time. That bucket list hit.
That's like you're sitting right on top of
it. Oh, man, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, and then let me just say something about your grandson, Turner. When he came and sat in here with us, you look at him and you say, that's a ball player. I mean, you just look at him and say, that's a ball player. Yeah. You know he's playing ball.
Yeah.
And
he is today somewhere.
Yeah.
And he's hitting golf balls now. Well, I got to get him here to get out there with Bobby so he can fix what I've messed up.
How old is he now?
He's just turned 13.
Oh, perfect age.
Yeah.
Speaking of golf, former Alabama standout Justin Thomas is atop the leaderboard at the RBC Heritage. He shoots 61 on Thursday. Had an opportunity which he ties the course record, had an opportunity to go low with a 60, missed that 3-foot putt, pulled it just a little left.
On 18.
On 18, yep.
Gosh.
He was something else. You know, what's interesting, he shoots 61 and then he shoots 69 here in the second round, and it's all down about putting. So if you watch the first round on a 61, he must have made a bazillion miles of putts. He made a bunch of long ones. And so his putter was hot that day. But you see the 69, is he playing any different? Is he changing his routine? No, it's just a matter of the putter. Some go in, some don't. But look for him to stay right there at the leaderboard. And I'm going to give a nod out of the back of the pack. Well, he's not even in the back of the pack. He's number four. But it's time for Fleetwood to step up. This is a good golf course for him to manage because he's good and straight. He keeps the ball in play, and this is a tight golf course. So I'm going to give a nod to Fleetwood and see if he doesn't jump up there on Saturday and be there on the finals on Sunday.
As long as he's been playing, he still does not have a PGA victory.
Right.
Okay.
That's
isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah, and he's won on the European, but not here. So. Yeah. But Justin Thomas leads right now by two. Siwoo Kim is at 10 under along with Russell Henley. There's a Georgia Bulldog right there who's been playing extremely well. He shoots 64-68. Andrew Novak, 68-65. Watch him, and then there you go, Tommy Fleetwood, 67-66. So
yeah, look for him to be there on Sunday.
The ladies are in Los Angeles for the JMA Eagle LA Championship right now. The young lady from Sweden, Ingrid Lindblad, has along with South African Ashley Buha, I think is the way you pronounce that. Both of those ladies at 13 under. You got to go all the way down to 9 under before you find Nelly Korda. So she's 4 strokes back right now. So
still the best swing in golf, I think, is Nelly Korda at 9 under. She'll be up at the leaderboard. And I'm going to give Minji Lee the title this week. She's at 12 under, one shot back. Look for her to win on Sunday. That's my pick.
That's your pick.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, we didn't talk much about the Masters. We kept looking for Åberg.
You and I missed on Åberg. We really thought.
Ludvig Åberg.
And you led me down that path, and I agreed with you 100%. I thought he would be – he's got no nerves. I mean, he's just he's just so cool, calm, and collected.
I picked him and Rory. Those were my two picks.
Well,
so. I was picking Rory basically just because I wanted to see him win the career Grand Slam.
Bobby, how does that happen? I mean, he just went completely bonkers.
Well, it's the Masters, and You know, he kept us cool. He was very calm about it, but it just jumps up there and bites you in the butt at any time. Look at Rory, up and down all day on Sunday. It just happens. You lose it a little bit, but he'll be back. He'll be back. That was a good pick. I think a bunch of people jumped on him because he's so steady and like you say, he's very calm and he doesn't get rattled. He'll be back. Just had a bad day.
And Justin
just had a bad finish.
What do you say about Justin Rose after the first 2 days? He is nothing but – well, you know, we sat from me to you at Pinehurst, and Tracy kept saying, I know him. I know him. And finally she said, that's Justin Rose. Well, she was right. He was right there at Pinehurst, and I should have just patted him on the back or something. But
How about Bryson DeChambeau?
He's a cat. I mean, he's
I was one that didn't care for him much. I didn't like his attitude, but I tell you what, he's coming on me. I like Bryson DeChambeau.
He's trying to be kinder, and I think that's the whole part of it. You know, at first he and his buddy didn't get along, and Brooks and Koepka didn't get along, and they made a big deal out of that, which I don't know is good or bad. But now they're on the Live Tour together. I guess they're And what's going to happen with that?
Who knows? It's still up in the air.
It's a mess.
I wish we could mend fences somehow, but I don't know.
That is a mess for sure. Bobby, real quick, let me just look and see. We have got coming up real soon. May the 1st through the 4th, the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, right there in McKinney, Texas. Our boy, John Drago, tournament director. We got to get him on. Maybe we get him on. I don't know if we can get him on next week. He's probably a little busy.
He's probably a little busy, but he likes you, Randy, because you chauffeured him around all day in Orlando.
No, he chauffeured me around.
He chauffeured you.
That's right. Best chauffeur in the world.
Maybe
right
he
there.
Won't come on.
He's a big Texas fan, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he
went
to UT. Yeah, he sure did. Hey, the Champions Tour is off this week, but your man, your favorite, Miguel Jimenez, leads the Schwab Cup.
Yep, he sure does.
So they'll be off. They'll be back at Sugarloaf in Duluth, Georgia. And next week.
That's what I want to see Rick do. I want to see Rick do his warm-up drills, okay? Since you don't.
Don't warm up.
Oh, make sure I get my video
And let me
out.
Just say this. We have a hand, we have a rear end. And yesterday, Bobby, we had our rear end handed to us. Coach, thanks for hanging out.
Yes, sir.
Bobby, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Have a great Easter.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to thank our producer, Steve Stanley, for keeping us on the air. Thank you for hanging out with us. Happy Easter to you. Hope you have a great day tomorrow. We'll see you next week right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. And as always say, let's hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. I'm Randy Bergen. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, buddy.